We'll call it Commissioner's portion of the joint session to order.
Call the council, set council portion of the joint session together.
Judge Sherman?
When I started this process, our court reporter equipment is not, the program for Microsoft is no longer maintained by Microsoft, so we started the process acquiring new court reporter equipment back when it was in our budget, and so I was prepared to come and ask for an additional appropriation, but in the meantime, all equipment and budget was transferred to RB, so I got permission from the commissioners, but I'd never got in front of the council to address it, but RB told me that the money for the court reporter equipment has already been deposited in his account, so it sort of became a moot issue, I guess. But I still decided to come because the company, before they install it, they said the wall in there from past leaks, and I don't know what continues, but it continues to powder off, and the ceiling falls off once in a while in humps. So they don't want to install $16,000 worth of equipment in a situation that could be damaged. And so now, you know, it's... I understand we're not going to talk about courtroom renovation probably till after the first year, I assume. But that's sort of something. It's not bad, but we do need to shift some stuff around. And that for some reason, the paint and some of the plaster just continues to fall and sail off. You know, so if you're in the where a jury would have to sit back there in the gallery, as I call it, once in a while, just hunks will sail off. So if I have a jury trial, I guess I'm scheduled to have one in Christmas week, so I probably need to somehow get up there with a stick and knock some of that loose off, because it's right where the jury will walk, and periodically it does sail off. So, it's been painted like in 96 when I took the bench, and then it was painted somewhere in the interim, and they got to get there with scaffolding and all that sort of thing. But we'll take that up with maintenance, but I just wanted to tell you, it is important we get that one. I took pictures, but I just don't burn them out. But I think it was a heck of a day, so I just wanted to bring that to your attention. On security, I assume that will not be addressed until after the first of the year, correct? You asked us to put together a plan. We did put together a plan. I think I wasn't here for one meeting. I heard Mike ask, could it be basically done by a rent-a-cop, as I call them, like in the shopping mall. I haven't found anybody to do that. I mentioned to Bud, they have access to all the commissioners all over the state, and perhaps they could send out an email and see if anybody, any county uses rent-a-cop. I don't think the sheriff was supportive of that because
I didn't get anybody to return it back.
Right.
I asked.
And I don't think we have, I'm not sure that's advisable, and I'm not sure they have arrest powers and so forth. So that would be a liability issue. And so that's still on the table for us, but I assume that will be postponed until after the first of the year. And what else did I have until after the first of the year? But, you know, and the courtroom will roll into the courtroom, but that is something we need to address, at least on that one side of the wall, because we're going to have to rewire the whole thing and carpet and all that sort of thing. But, okay, so security and that, and that's about all I had. But as a courtesy, you know, I think RB took care of it. So, but I still wanted to come and say, you know, we had asked and we did the homework and with his technology assistance, and so... But we can't get it installed until after the fact, so after the first of the year.
Is Jeff here by chance?
He's going to be here later.
He's coming later. We'll ask him about that, make sure that that's taken care of.
Well, yeah, I don't know how major it is. It just, you know, the wall, it's just powders off and just always dust and powder. But it's going to be a big job to get scaffolding in there and repaint the thing, the dome portion of it. And last time they didn't score, and, you know, the guy that did it said to the maintenance person then, I underbid this. I can't do it as I was supposed to do it. He said, okay. You know, it wasn't scored. It was painted over what was painted after some paint was taken off. So it's a big job to do it right, and I recognize that. But it is a concern for people in there because the ceiling just sails off, and if you get hit in the eye or the head with a hunk of that. And you can come by tomorrow if you want, it's all over the floor. And the maintenance will go good, they sweep it up all the time, but it's a concern of that. So, but we'll talk maintenance. But, Since we should know where he gets, I thought it was courtesy just to come and say we'd have to order court reporter equipment, and one of the reasons was it's just no longer, it could go down any time, so we did do that, so. All right, I guess that's all I have. For all you going off, it's been a pleasure to work with all of you over the years, and thank you for all the consideration you've given the court system, so appreciate that, so thanks.
Thanks, Judge.
You can't.
You can't.
Hey, Larry Grady, would you like to address a couple of issues here?
Last week, I got a phone call from Sheila reminding me that we had a group called Reach 360 come in. They're going to be doing they did a human resource audit on the counties, and she asked me to come in for the briefing afterwards. So I got there, and we spent probably about an hour in a briefing. We have a nice little booklet that they provided us. And the ending conversation was they were going to email a digital copy of this so it can be sent out to y'all as a council. At least 3 years, I don't know prior to that, we have each year we've asked to ask for funding for a position for human resource. And sitting in and listening to the areas of the audit, and the areas that we have some weaknesses and we have some strengths. It'd be a recommendation that it'd be looked into as providing the county with a human resource position. We have 180 some employees that an office in the auditor's office, that's all they deal with. Taking care of the 180 some employees plus their other job. And if we had it boiled down to one individual who has been through official training to be a human resource officer, it would do well for our county and our employees. On the very last page, when you get to the report, these were the I-9s. I-9s are critical findings, and if those are not done, you can be fined, correct me, Sheila, if I'm wrong, anywhere from $100 to $300 each mistake that is located on an I-9. Using whiteout is a finable offense. Lacking of employment application, that's a write-up. So the last page is roughly 10 employees that they did a random audit on, and it truly says that it'd be a good recommendation that we'd look into someone that's officially trained in the position of human resource. So when you get this in your emails, take a look at it. I know that the last year's budget was asked for, and the previous 3 years altogether, that I know it might have been four, but 3 years. It might be a good step forward for the future. For our employees, if we had a human resource position available. It does not necessarily have to be a director's position. It could be a, Sheila, help me out, what level did they have? They had a director, they had a specialist, I think. There's different levels of HR.
Is it in there?
I haven't looked at that far.
They were supposed to email that report to me Friday in email form, and they didn't do it. So that's why you don't have a copy of it today. There were several that she discussed. I did tape it too, by the way.
I use generalist.
Generalist is the term I needed to come up with. I was not able to, but generalist might be the level that we may need. Not necessarily a director, but a generalist. I asked what the funds would be, or a ballpark range of what a generalist would earn, and it's a lot less than what we had asked for when we had submitting of our budgets this last summer. So it's possible that something could be done if that was the will of the council.
Can I ask?
Yeah.
This is an audit done by the state?
This is an audit done by Reach 360. This is what they do.
Who pays them to do this?
Sheila, we paid them to come in and do this audit to give us a review, an open book test of where we ought to be and where we should, you know.
That was something that the commissioners?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
We've used them in years past as well?
This is the first one I've known about.
Okay.
It is the first one?
Yeah.
And they did compliment the county on the policy book. There's a few things that they mentioned regarding it, but they told us that they thought it was very well put together and it identifies things that need to be. So it makes you feel a little bit better.
There were 8 areas that they reviewed: organization, policies and procedures, recruitment and selection, pay practices, benefits, performance management, workers' compensation, disciplinary and termination procedures, and employee records. Those are the 8 areas that they zeroed in and pulled apart what we have and what we didn't have.
I'll ask the question, how much that cost? Nobody wants to ask it. Everybody wants to ask
it. We haven't got a bill for it yet, to be truthful.
We haven't got a bill for it yet, Mike. Something that was, you asked us if we could do this at one time, Sheila, am I right?
Sorry, I don't remember. I'd have to look.
Don't know it for sure, Mike. I told you a number, it wouldn't be correct.
And I can get your answer, Mike. I have to go downstairs and look it up.
Anything else?
I don't have anybody. You got anything? Anybody else?
Public comment?
Somebody?
Yes, sir.
Is it the policy that we have stuff like this done and not know what it costs ahead of time?
Well, Ms. Murray, it's not normally the process, but if I pull the number out, it would be incorrect. And it was a question that was asked of us to, would we like an audit to be done? And there probably was a number that was presented to us back a while back. It's not coming to my mind at this time. But as Sheila says, we could pull up the number for you and let you know.
I will entertain a motion to close the...
Any other public comment? Anybody?
The commissioner's portion of the meeting.
I'll make that motion.
Second. Motion to second to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Thank you.
Entertain a motion to adjourn the council portion of the session.
I'll second it.
Motion second to adjourn the meeting. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries. Meeting adjourned.